Bosco.
ECZ extends voter registration period to November 26, 2025. Makhebe Zulu defends decision to run for PF presidency while representing Lungu family. And Malaysia officials recover more bodies from capsized migrant boat.
FM News with Monique Matipa.
Good afternoon. Here's the news in detail. Electoral Commission of Zambia Chairperson Wangala Zalumis has announced the extension of the voter registration exercise by 15 days, effective tomorrow, until 26 November 2025. Speaking at a press briefing, Electoral Commission of Zambia ECZ Chairperson Wangala Zalumis has explained that the decision follows a comprehensive review of findings after which the Commission was satisfied that the prevailing circumstances warranted an extension. She has explained that the Commission considered field reports, observations, and the number of remaining unregistered eligible citizens before arriving at the decision. Ms. Loomis said the extension provides an opportunity for all eligible citizens to register or update their details, adding that the Commission does not envisage any further extension beyond November 26, 2025.
The Commission is satisfied that the obtaining circumstances warrant an extension of the registration period. Having taken into account the field report, the observed progress, and the remaining number of unregistered eligible citizens, the Commission has decided to extend the voter registration by a period of 15 days. This means that extension will commence tomorrow, Wednesday, 4th of November 2025, and will run until Wednesday, 26th.
PF presidential hopeful Makhebi Zulu has defended his decision to contest for the party presidency while continuing to serve as spokesperson and lawyer for the family of the late former Republican President Edgar Lungu. Speaking on Tuesday's edition of The Hot Seat, Mr. Zulu said there is no conflict between him and the Lungu family regarding his decision to run for presidency, noting that he consulted the family beforehand. He has also stressed that the PF remains united and that leadership contests should be motivated not by personal ambition, but by a genuine desire to serve the party and the people of Zambia.
The issue of there being no burial does not in any way mean that one can't participate. As a matter of fact, the funeral is for the nation, the funeral is for the party. You might as well say that no one in the party should participate because we haven't buried yet, and that wouldn't make sense. But then again, what is at stake is the very heart and soul of the country, and the decency of it, and the decency of participating in the politics for purposes of improving the decency of humanity is something that even a deceased person, even the family of the deceased, even any other person within the republic, within the party.
Meanwhile, former PF Secretary General Mumbi Piri has officially endorsed Makhebi Zulu as the party's presidential candidate.
I've said everybody that when the time is right, I will endorse the right person. Actually, endorsing Council Makhebi Zulu as my presidential candidate for 2026. Mr. President, I'm so confident that you're going to win the election. The first thing which you should do when you get into power, which is in my backyard in Chongo, that was a donation from the people of Russia. Please make it smaller so that the power deficit which we are facing at least can be reduced.
The Food Reserve Agency, FRA, has assured the public that maize recently exposed to rain at the Mutamba Satellite Depot in Mpika District remains in good condition with no damage reported. Speaking during a spot check at the depot, FRA Public Relations Officer John Chipandwe said the agency acted swiftly to safeguard the maize after part of the stack was soaked. He has explained that the affected maize was immediately collected and transported for drying, with the re-bagging process already underway. Mr. Chipandwe has emphasized that all necessary measures have been taken to ensure the stock remains protected, confirming that the Mpika maize reserves are safe and secure.
This process actually started over the weekend, and as we speak now, all the maize here is dried sufficiently, and the rebagging process of the same maize started over the weekend, and as we speak, everything right now in Mpika is actually okay.